Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black mass. Evil minds that plot destruction. Sorcerer of beer's construction. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things that are fun to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Next couple hours, we're going to be hanging out with you, having fun and drinking beers, drinking all the good beers, all the best beers, as many as we can, 2 hours. And as we do that, we're going to be talking about culture and the beer culture. We're going to talk about what we were drinking the past week, some beer releases to look out for, and then our listeners are... Great listeners, the greatest voicemail segment of any podcast.
Ooh, any?
It's going to happen. It's all going to happen. Glad you're here joining us and having fun. Before the show, we had one tailgate beer.
No fun. It was There's no fun here.
No fun.
There's no fun allowed.
I love gold.
There's a new beer coming on, but the beer we had before the show was a bootlegger Thai tea far out.
Yep.
From Matt, Bearded Brewer 87 donated,
that,
or no.
That sorry. Was donated from coworker Taylor
okay.
to me, and I Boom. Brought it to the show.
Boom. Right. That was a re-gift. We got re-gifted.
Yeah. We'll just give this perfect pour. They won't know.
I didn't like this. Got anybody I can give it to?
I had two beers, so I drank one and I brought one. That was me being nice.
Aww.
Matt re-gifted it.
Yeah.
Zach's Mexican Donuts.
That's a new beer.
From Single Speed.
By the way, that Bootlegger's was not, I don't like tea at all, and I like that beer.
What's this tea doing in my beer?
Did they try not to put too much tea in there? Is that what happened? Was that why I liked it?
I think it was pretty teed up.
Teed up.
Maybe I like tea now.
You know, in your older age.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. I must be getting old.
The perfect Earl Grey.
Zach's Mexican Donuts from Single Speed Brewing. We got a surprise package from Single Speed Brewing this week. Sent it to our box, and we picked it up, and we said, "Wow, look at this, Single Speed Brewing." These guys are out of Waterloo, Iowa.
Ooh.
Not too terribly far from Minneapolis, Minnesota area there. Kind of northeasty Iowa. Mm. And never had a single speed before.
I like this. Little chocolatey. Little stouty.
Stouty.
Zach's Mexican Donuts. They got a cool vibe. Got, you know, got a fixie kind of a logo. And then I like their can art. It's good, solid. Solid can art and all that stuff. Spiced oatmeal stout. Flavor upon flavor. Upon flavor. Delicately layered into... aluminum. Locally roasted coffee from Sidecar Coffee Roasters. Ecuadorian cacao.
Uh-huh.
Nibs, vanilla bean, and a spice blend. Transform the standard take... on the stout style into a full-blown life-altering experience. A wow. Single speed Dia de los Muertos tradición. Did you guys see the ABV?
No.
Mm. Single or double?
Well, I don't think I'm going to tell you. I'm just going to let you figure it out.
How good are you?
Yeah, I'm going to really put you to the test.
Hmm.
Matt's debating. Nick's
That's
debating.
Tricky. Mm,
my safe bet is 6'8".
Mm. Matt says 6'8".
6'5".
It is 5'6".
Whoa. Wow.
It's a light one.
Whoa. There's that bite that tricked me. Maybe it's extra carbonation.
Mm-hmm. So thank you, Single Speed.
I think I like it more.
Donation. We got more Single Speed.
It's an easy drinker.
We'll be going out over the next few weeks, I imagine. None of them are IPA, so we can kind of relax and not, you know, have to rush to get to them.
What? How do you survive without an IPA?
Oh, they probably have one, I imagine.
But they thought ahead and realized.
Yeah, they're like, let's not send them our IPAs. They'll get to it in like 2 months and then complain about it.
Definitely get the coffee. Definitely get the coffee. The vanilla and you definitely get the coffee and the chocolate. Vanilla is always hard to see, but I mean it's in there, but it's a few layers down.
Yeah, it's way down there. That's a nice beer. So
I like their logo. It's got a tree look.
Matt.
TTB announced today that they're still watching you.
Oh, yeah? Still watching us.
You mean Mikey Snapchat?
They're still watching that? That thing's dead, man. Nothing going on there. No night swimming.
No night swimming right now.
But the basics for social media is... to advertise your own product in your own establishment is okay. To advertise a single other establishment is not okay. To advertise your beer somewhere out that is not necessarily an educational course is not good. And then to openly talk about like, I like going to Mike's Pub or something that's... Mm-hmm. Employees shouldn't be doing that. So all of those rules still exist, and TTB kind of just posted a bulletin. They're like, hey, this still hasn't changed. But
reminding you.
We're acknowledging that this came into play in 2013, and social media has changed dramatically since then. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So they just kind of were like, we will update it.
So that, are they
open-ended?
Do you have to monitor your personal account too? Or like if you on your personal account, can you say like, oh, I love the Spokeasy. Go in there.
It depends. I mean, if you're just saying like, this is a good establishment, that's generally okay. But if you're like the best place to get Mikey's beer is at Spokeasy.
The best place to get Tioga beer is at Spokeasy.
And that's who you're employed by. It's considered no. Well, but that would probably be more ABC that would be looking out for such something on a small level like that. Mm-hmm. Or TTB, they'd probably be more worried about, you know, big commercial accounts, you know.
The whole thing of like you can't announce like if there's a tap takeover at Spokeasy of Tioga, you couldn't go on your personal Twitter and go like, hey, go down to the tap takeover tonight at Spokeasy.
Yeah, technically, unless it's an educational event, I should not. Mm-hmm. No, I should not post about that. If somebody tags me, that's okay. Yeah, or say there's
that.
Say there's mm-hmm. two.
I heard Matt's going to be at this tap takeover tonight.
Say there's multiple tap takeovers in one evening, and you can give people options to go to multiple places.
Too tired. I can't go to multiple tap takeovers, yeah. Man.
But you list options, then that is okay. Because you're not favoriting just mm-hmm. one establishment, which is what
is what
they're looking after. And
then you're getting people's hopes up that Mikey's going to be at all these places.
So
now don't tag me in those.
DTB just sent a little memo saying, hey, we're still here.
Tap, tap, tap on like, your shoulder.
Yoo-hoo! Something must have happened where they're like, people are getting a little crazy here. Just to let you guys know, we're still here.
We are watching.
And we saw what you did.
Maryland is brewing a Bock beer recipe that's over 80 years old.
Meh.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought about it, too.
I can already smell the malt.
It's actually made with corn, rice, and sugar.
Wow.
Those were things that were available when people started brewing. And but Jeff Ramirez, he said he was in the Smithsonian archives researching something for a different paper, and he came across this handwritten beer recipe from the 30s.
1930s.
That was donated.
This bill hit it big, I see.
That was donated in the 60s, and it was recently found. And so he found a local brewery there that that was interested in reproducing this beer because it probably hadn't seen the light of day since this.
Because they couldn't think of anything else.
Yeah. So
we need a Bock.
It's
we need a Bock over here.
That's,
who's got a good Bock recipe?
But they're calling it Bock to the Future.
Oh, man.
Because that's probably only the 80th time that's been. Isn't like every Bock made now is called Bock to the Future?
Then there it's Denny's just Beer Garden and Barrel House in Silver Spring.
Denny's Beer Garden.
Denny's. Barrel House. It's D-E-N-I-Z-E-N-S.
Grand Slams.
Denzines? Denny's?
That's a beer line that people need to be going on naming an all Denny's themed line of beers. Grand Slammed. Eggs over my hiney.
I think you're talking about Denny's.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said IHOP.
I was going on a tangent. Sorry.
Oh, cool. Go ahead and
do Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruit.
Oh, no.
So those are some culture things. People are making 80-year-old beer recipes, and TTP is reminding you they're still out there.
Nick?
Only 22 Bock to the Future beers on Untappd.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. And 3 homebrews.
Yeah, was that yours, Nick?
Yeah, that'd be the only one I ever made.
Made a Bock.
Guess what it's called, guys? Guess.
Bock to the Future.
No. Guess. Yeah.
That's a good one. Thanks.
Stone is reaching back into the archives. I guess they're feeling nostalgic. Now they're bringing.
Is theirs an 80-year-old beer?
Theirs is almost. It's a 6-year-old IPA. Just kidding.
Oh, you can find one of those at any local liquor store here.
Yeah, they just rounded up all the extra stock at the. At the BevMo's,
yeah,
and just put it back out.
They've collected all the out-of-date Enjoy Buys and rebottled them.
Yeah.
So Old Guardian is limited release. Shokovesa Chard.
Shokovesa.
Imperial Russian Stout. And the Shokovesa Extra Anejo. Bottles are available now from Stone. They've been saving these. They didn't tell anybody.
Oh.
Whoa. Said, shh.
Now they're releasing.
Secret.
Are they only at the brewery?
Secret.
Only at
no,
San
they
Diego?
Will ship in oh. California.
Oh, in California.
In California, you could have these shipped to you.
There you go.
And last week I talk about they're bringing back some
so
of
if
their.
If you know someone in California, have them buy it and ship it to their house.
Uh-huh.
And then once it gets to their house, have them ship it to you.
Ship your vegetables.
Not me, but other people will do that maybe.
Yeah. What? Last week, did I talk about the other beer Stone was bringing back?
I don't remember any Stone news last week.
So they want to bring back their pale ale, the Sublimey Self-Righteous Black IPA.
Okay. I vaguely remember that.
My favorite, the Smoked Porter series.
Oh, yeah. Smoked Porter.
Smoked Porter with vanilla beans.
Bow, bow. I think we have one of those still.
Are you serious?
I think so.
That one.
Maybe not.
I'm going to go rooting around in that drawer. Find it. So I don't know why. I don't know what happened with Stone, but they're going back.
Getting bored.
Yeah.
Well, let's just make them some old beer.
In other news. Blazing Worlds is.
It's blazing.
Getting a temporary refresh.
They said it's temporary?
Yes.
So they're going to Nelson the crap out of Blazing World.
But it's so Nelson-y, the malt couldn't handle it, so they had to remalt it.
Oh, my God.
Just for this Nelson. batch.
It was always an IPA, even though they called it an amber.
Amber.
You don't know that.
I always felt like the amber was appropriate.
It was a...
It was a hoppy amber.
Yeah, good marketing technique. Like, what's this taste like? We'll try it. It tastes like... Best amber I ever had.
I love gold!
Yeah, they just wanted to be the best tasting amber, so they just made it a pail called an amber.
This is the best amber ever.
Oh, man. Sandbagging the GABF awards.
That can is insane. That Blazing World, that new one.
It's a shrink wrap because they have old Blazing World cans that they don't have anything to do with.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's not the first time they've done that, but they'll just.
Well, because that gorgeous Booming Rollers can, that blue.
Ooh, I want to cut that off, see what's underneath it.
Now. Oh, don't you dare cut that one off. You go buy your own, cut it off.
Let's hope that's the market has some left.
The new beer entering the show is from Weldworks Brewing, Extra Extra Juicy Bits. I believe this is the gold one that was referencing the Gabbeth gold.
Is this like the last of our Juicy Bits series?
Maybe.
Where's the Juicy Bits Stout series?
I don't know.
Damn it.
As I sit up to...
Mm-hmm. Going around the table from left to right of your podcast aisle, Colin and Janine donated beer. That crafty couple.
Isn't that their Instagram name?
I think so.
Married and Hoppy.
Oh, Married and Hoppy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look for them on the social medias. Married and Hoppy. Colin and Janine. I think there is another couple, crafty couple.
Oh, that's hazy.
Uh-huh. Ugh. This is gold, Jerry.
It's gold. It's gold. Ah, no.
I don't have anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
I'm not tasting gold medal winning, but I like it.
It's too even. Maybe that's why. It's palatable.
Yeah, that's probably why it won gold. This is even. Gold.
Gold.
Balance. It's well balanced.
That's a brewer's beer.
I'm a brewer, and I appreciate this because it's so balanced.
Yeah. You know how hard it is to be consistent? That's why Bud Light's so good.
Yeah, man.
That is
all industry brewers just sound like they're from San Diego. So
you learned that in brewing school.
Yeah.
That is something
you gotta
that comes
talk
up
like you're from San Diego.
When we get... We'll get random questions and people are like, did you change this beer recently? Cause it tastes different to me. And I'm just like, it's like we kind of always tweak beers. So did you like recipe number 594 or 595?
594.
Or 486. Oh, we don't know.
That was so good.
Yeah, 486. Man. Oh, can I, is there a way to get any information on that from the can? Like, ooh, this is 486. If it was 486, would I be able to tell on the can somehow?
No.
No. Damn it.
We only do can on date.
I'd be like, yeah, I like 486 the best.
But I mean, if you had a canned on date, I mean,
you
I guess we could
out.
Go in the system and see what batch it was.
Oh, but. I got to make you do the work. Yeah. All right, welcome. Thank you for calling Toyota Sequoia. How can I help you?
Hey, you know that batch of the General Sherman? The one with the date of 11/22? What batch number is that?
Wow. Let me check.
I don't like that guy at all.
And then,
yeah. Let me place you on hold for a second.
Sticky hold thing hung up on me, bro. Zach wouldn't do that. Steven might, but Zach wouldn't do that.
Matt's looking for the noise.
It's my headphone thing. You're hearing it? I thought I was only hearing it.
I hear everything. It just sounded like a microphone stand.
How many bands I've done the board for Tioga?
Hey, any musicians playing Tioga Beer Garden? Matt's the board guy, so bother him. You see Matt, yeah. Say, hey, man.
I hear you're the sound guy.
Sometimes I am. Now we have guys that help us out.
Can I get some more in my monitor?
He will give you everything in your monitor that you desire.
Better watch out.
Brewing sounds. Bathroom sounds.
Just feeds different shit through their monitor. Guitarist monitor.
Hey! We have two up. The chorus is two up.
How's that sound?
Sounds like shit.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, don't F with the board guy.
Damn it. Wow. Hey, man. I want to give a shout out to the sound guy right now. Somebody buy him a beer. Our next song. It's called Atomic Punk.
Don't forget to tip your board up.
We're going to be having a beer after this show, man. So guys, hang out with us.
I was actually at Guitar Center today. And while I was waiting to be, I was being helped in Pro Audio. And there was these two guys standing there and they were talking about, he's like, oh yeah, he's like, this is my band. And he's like, let me play the song real quick. And he like pulls up a song and it was like Megadeth. And I was like, well, this is not his band. And I was like, oh, wait, that's not the song. Then he pulls up some like YouTube garage recording. And like they go into a separate room. And like, so I was like, okay, they're going to go listen to music and talk. And then he was just like, yeah, man. And they come back out of the room. He's just like, yeah. He's like, dude, he's like, if I'm not playing metal, he's like, dude, I just fall asleep. I just can't do anything else.
Next level guitar. Overheard at Guitar Center. Yeah. You need to start an Instagram. Overheard at Guitar Center.
Yeah. That was pretty hilarious. He was just typical.
Here's one of my songs. Oh, no, wait. This is Megadeth.
Oh, sounded. I know it sounded familiar.
I'm and better guitarist than Freeman.
Then the other guy did reply with, he's like, oh, yeah, I got a sound clip of me playing the guitar solo from Holy Wars.
Oh, yeah. That's what everyone wants to hear that. Oh, let me hear that over the phone.
Yeah.
Over your phone.
It's note for note, man. I got the tabs off the
note for note. Do you read music? No, only tablature, bro.
I play by ear, mostly.
So, yeah, that I was at Guitar Center, and that was that a real thing that happened.
Yes, we made it. I didn't think we were going to make it.
What, Nick? Were there more things? What were we doing?
If you were a brewery in Fresno and you wanted to make waves, what would you put on your can?
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. We almost missed this, huh? I don't know. Something political.
Mm. Was that a good choice?
I don't know.
You don't know?
So, yeah. A Clovis.
Clovis brewer.
Not a Fresno brewer.
Oh, no. Their signs are clearly brown.
Clearly, the signs turned brown. Clovis Brewer, them.
Tac Ops,
sorry.
I thought it was Full Circle when I first read it.
I thought it was too. But so they put what? What do they put under their, Nick? On the bottom of their...
Epstein didn't kill himself, hang himself, or
didn't kill himself,
something to that effect. And then with the canning date below that, it's like,
oh yeah. And by the way, it was canned off.
And by the way, oh yeah.
So yeah, made a little bit of national news there, a little bit.
Yeah, they scratched the surface.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm sure they're. You know, military theme, military, and they're from Clovis. So I don't know. Who knows? They could have been just messing around or they could have been serious. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know that I didn't follow it tight enough to know whether they were having fun with it or they were serious because they could have been either way.
Yeah. They're an older group of guys. So it seems. a little childish for them.
Yeah.
But maybe that's their humor. I don't know. I've never actually talked to them.
I haven't either. Yeah. Why? Well, I've been in the tap room.
Have you now? Is that how you enter a tap room?
And I had a nice experience in the tap room. Everything was cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Never heard anything bad about them.
No, they do well at the beer festivals.
Yeah, the beer's fine. I talked to somebody. They were doing a tasting at Total Wine once, and I wasn't sure if the guy was. I don't think he was part of the owners or anything. I think he was just a rep. And at least I got the impression that he was, but. And he was cool. Everyone was cool.
Nice.
Tac Ops, Clovis, yeah. California. If you saw that can on the on the interwebs, that was from Clovis. I think they were having fun, but
yeah,
give them a benefit of the doubt. But whatever, it's their brewery. They can put whatever the hell they want in the bottom of it. Can
this is true?
I'm sure
could they did
they did it. Do whatever the hell they want. I don't think it affected their sales either way. I think they're cool.
Yeah, they seem to get a bunch of inquiries to ship cans to people.
Oh, yeah. That's true. They probably did get an uptick.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, crap, we got to ship beer.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever asked us to ship beer before. Shit. That's things? More things?
No. One last thing. Right. Pine and Palm has procured some Heaven Hill whiskey barrels for their next whatever they're going to do.
Are those serious whiskey barrels?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anybody in the perfect dram knows Heaven Hills.
Sorry. Heaven Hill. So we expect some whiskey barrel aged stuff coming from Pine and Palm. It's going to
be barrel aged, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Barrel aged milkshake stouts.
All right.
I don't know.
I'll try it. I'll try that. It's got milkshake in the name.
Hazy milkshake stout, barrel aged.
Ooh.
I don't know if you should put lactose into a barrel.
Barrel farts.
Then that barrel's tainted forever then. Lactose.
Taint your barrel.
You can get that done.
Oh, perfect.
I know a girl.
Yeah, let's move on.
All right. Big news, guys. Can't believe you guys didn't touch on this.
No.
I mean, I'll let Matt or Nick cover this because they're going to want to jump all over this.
Oh.
BJ's restaurant and brewery
chain,
now they have untapped boards. So now you can check in and get on the try and sweep the board at BJ's.
Yeah, get some Piranha Pale check-ins.
Yeah, three across the board Piranha Pale check-ins.
Oh man,
Piranha Pale.
Let's go. Yeah. What are we doing here? Let's go right now.
I know. Let's get the BJ's. At least the Fresno one, anyway. I assume that means all of them are all the corporate approved all on tap boards for all BJ's.
Wow. Didn't they just get the chalkboards in? Now they're replacing them already?
Yeah. Well, they probably still leave that big ass chalkboard up there.
Oh, okay.
But where are they putting these on tap boards? Are they taking away a sports ball screen?
That would be my only hope. Hey, can you change that channel to
the untap channel? I want to see my check-in.
I checked in.
There's some girls here showing up. I got to look good, you know.
damn it Reggie.
Got some girls to impress.
Wow,
that board's had this, that TV's had the same scores up for all the whole time we've been here.
Mikey, that, top four. I've never seen that team before.
That IPA still says 6.7. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Who's winning by 6.7? Yeah. How you do that?
Is that their average?
Oh, and AB InBev has finally completely bought out what is it, Craft Beer Collective, whatever they're called.
Man. Craft Beer Alliance.
Yeah, Craft Beer Alliance.
Hey, so man, it's now, just business.
They're all completely AB and Bev now. So
but did you see what they... So they paid the fine, and versus paying like something like $20 a share, they paid $12. Hmm. So they paid a fine, and then like barely paid anything per share. So they were just kind of like, oh, yeah, I guess we have to do this. So,
huh. Wow.
Seems like they...
That's sad.
You know, we'll buy you, but we'll at the cheapest dollar rate possible.
Cheapest possible.
I can't imagine they still saved money after a $20 million fine. That seemed more like an FU.
I'm just sad I can't drink Fire Rock anymore. Fire Rock was...
No more longboard lager?
Nope, no more longboard lager. Fire Rock was a huge deal earlier Dorktowns.
Oh, yeah.
We would basically have a 12-pack of Fire Rock between Bells and I would drink a 12-pack of Fire Rock.
For a while, you could only get that in Mixpack.
Hmm.
Unless you guys had some secret location.
Felt like maybe it was 6-packs. I don't know. Felt like there were 12-packs. But
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, right. It's sad. Sad.
Sad. No more coconut porter.
Mm-mm. No more for me. Although I haven't for a while because I think they've pretty much been... Might as well go all the way. If you're only halvesies, might as well go the full way. Like Heineken and... Heineken and Lagunitas. Like, what the hell? Let's just go all the way. So it's sad. Pour one out for Fire Rock, Kona Brewing. They were a good brewer. The last time I don't know if it was the last time, but I remember one trip in Hawaii. This was long before this last boom of craft beer. They were just drinking those Fire Rocks. They were everywhere.
Mm-hmm. That is number one and two tap handles everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. Maui's creeping in, but Kona, pretty much Kona is there everywhere.
Yep. Damn it. Damn it.
Yeah. Whoops. Oops. Yes. Paul's ready to move on. Will you talk about beer?
Tell me you're driving. Hey, people call us. They're very cool. They call us and... Oh, shit. I forgot about our issue, but maybe it'll work. I don't know. Let's see. Might have to hand this over to Nick. But
oh, boy.
You can get on the show yourself. Your own personal voice can be on the show. You can call 559-492-0548. It's a voicemail on the Perfect Pour and the Dorktown Network, or you can record something on your phone, email it to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And let's see if this works now. I've been having problems with it lately, but we got an email, so I can handle that.
Great.
So this is from Jason. First time, long time. Here are some Portland recos. Oh.
What?
So I got some Portland recos because I'm going to be in Portland during Thanksgiving week.
Mm-hmm.
Wayfinder had my favorite West Coast IPA called Relapse and some good Haze Bros and lagers. Sorry. Dope spot. Good food, too. Roos. They have nice IPAs and a Roos? Nice spot. Roos, R-U-S-E. Barrelick. Breakside is also good. Didn't make it to level or cultivation, but those caught my eye. Horse Brass Pub is one of the best beer bars I've been told to and open late. Also heard the brothers recommending Lost Coast. That's in San Clemente. And a bit far from Costa Mesa, where Bootleggers Barley Forge are in OC, would suggest Green Cheek, RIIP, Stereo, Noble, Chapman for that part of OC. Aerifix and Pizzaport are rad in San Clemente, though. Have fun in Portland. Signed to Vegas J.
Whoa, Vegas.
Vegas J. So Vegas, there's some baby. Portland Recos and the
OC Recos.
OC Recos.
Wow.
Wow. So thanks, Vegas J.
Man, Portland's got more breweries. I need to go back.
I got all the
breweries. I missed that already.
Yeah. You ready to go back?
Not right now. It's probably getting cold and snowy, but maybe in the springtime.
It doesn't snow too much in Portland proper.
In Portland.
But all around it does. Nope. Still not working. I'm going to have to pass it off to... Or no.
Oh,
I'll pass off the cable to the Nick Katie.
Oh, just the cable?
As we're doing voicemails, and then probably I'll get some beers.
Hey. Some I like the beers.
The cobbles.
Failed attempt number one.
Professional show. This is episode 329.
Gold leader coming in.
Gold leader standing by.
Copy that, gold leader.
So I guess that takes us to... I went too far back, sorry.
Brian. One from Brian.
Brian.
Brian Mackey.
Brian. Ah, I found it. Downloading. Let's see if I got sound. Headphones. Way too high.
Hey, Perfect Ports, Brian. Wazoo Corvette.
Hey.
Question for you.
Okay.
You go to a new brewery, or maybe a new brewery to you.
Okay.
You have the beers, and you taste the beers.
Mm-hmm.
And your opinion of the beers is kind of, you know, something that you wouldn't tell your buddies about or rate on Untappd. I asked this. There's a brewery here up here in the Sacramento area I went to a while back, shortly after they had opened, and tried their beers, and I thought just that, it's okay, but I'd rather be down the road at another place. I gave them about 7 months and went back and had their beers again and was pleasantly surprised at how good everything was, from the West Coast IPAs, the New Englands, and stouts. Really tasty, really clean. So how long do you give between new brewery visits if you weren't impressed by their liquid? Or do you just write them off after a couple of tries? Or, you know, how long do you wait until you just don't ever look for their handles? Anyway, went out to a newish brewery in Folsom called Red Bus Brewing. Used to be a local homebrew shop, still does the homebrew stuff, but they are making beer now. Nick, Matt, this is a place that you guys would want to see. It's a Volkswagen-themed brewery, so they've got all kinds of Volkswagen swag on the walls and signs and whatnot.
That'd be the judge of that.
A little place. I had a Smash Hazy IPA made with Sabro hops, and, man, I think Sabro hops one of my newer favorite hops. It was just hitting me in all the perfect places.
Depends what grain they use. Super
delicious beer. After that, I had another Hazy that was hopped with African Queen. I'm reserving opinion on that beer because I had it after the Sabro, which hit me in every perfect spot, and so maybe it was kind of messing with how that African Queen tasted. And then I finished off the night with something they call Imperial Pudding, which is their Imperial Porter, which was just delicious. It was roasty and a little sweet and had nice coffee notes, and it cut through all the hop flavor on my tongue and just finished it off perfect. Got home, and I did take home a crowler of that Sabro Hop Smash beer and tore right into that thing because I didn't want it to get old, you know, don't want it to sit around for very long.
Yeah. It's been in here for 20 minutes. Got to get rid of it.
Anyway, that's about all I've really been up to. Staying busy with work. I hope you guys are doing well, having a great week, and have a great weekend. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Brian.
Bum-ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum.
So how long do you give, would you give a brewer that, you know, a newish brewery, new to you anyway, you were like, you're like, I don't know, how long would you give him before you went back and said, all right, let's see what else, see what you got, see if you figured it out?
A year and a half.
Year and a half, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You're like, man, you guys are going to need a good year and a half before you figure your shit out.
That's probably the time between my Mad Duck experiences.
No. I can't even play the drops. There we go.
We were waiting for Matt to do something. Oh. Oh, yeah, that. Mm-hmm. I could play that. I just forgot.
Could you? You don't even have an aux cord.
Wow, he's giving up already.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh.
Yeah. Listen to that. Wow. Oh, yeah. It's quality.
I think he's delegating by faking technical difficulties.
The phone's not working.
Yeah.
Yep. No, don't know working. What's wrong with it.
Nope.
Oh.
Mike's not working.
Carry on. I'm going to go drink beer in the closet.
Mike's not working. I'm going to go. Oh, shit. I'm not in the closet.
And the person that just randomly came back to the podcast, you just say, oh, shit, and echo. Yeah. They're going to be like, what did I just miss? I got to go back now.
Huh? And then he goes back and like, oh, I didn't miss anything. No. Why did I go back? That was not anything.
For those of you just joining us,
nothing's happened.
Beer!
The hell?
That's some good timing.
I just opened a beer at the same time.
I'm your host, Scotty 91.
Scotty.
And I know it's been a few weeks, but some of the highlights from that time. I did, in fact, go to the Untappd 9th anniversary party at Eli Cannon's in Milltown, Connecticut here, and got to talk to Greg Evola and got some Untappd swag.
Oh, did you mention us?
Yeah. He's a real cool guy, real chill. So, I mean, and the party was really awesome. Packed inside of this, like, smallish bar in Milltown. But I managed to grab a couple flights still. And I tried a bunch of cool CT beers they had on tap special for the event. But as for right now, got a Nevada beer here from Revision Brewing. Citra City, which I saw in the store. And I'm looking at my Untappd and seeing maybe who had it, if I had it. So one friend had it, and it was Mikey.
Ooh,
and Mikey's comment was that this beer made him go wowzers in his trousers. So of course I had to get it.
Oh, I gotta get this
beer.
I'll have what he's having.
I'm banking this beer on you, Mikey, here. So damn, it smells freaking good.
Beer money.
And I will definitely agree with Mikey.
Yeah,
that is a damn good beer.
Ooh.
Cool can art there too from Revision. I love the brewery name. I mean, honestly, as a designer, I wish I could name a brewery that myself.
I get it.
But yeah, I had some fun brewery days too over the past couple weeks. And while I was traveling, I got to go revisit Back East Brewing for the first time in a long time over here in Connecticut. Had some double scoop, double IPA. It's like their double of Ice Cream Man, which is awesome. It's a must try if you're in the state. But also got out of Connecticut when I visited Marlboro, Mass. And I hit up three breweries they had in town. Lost Shoe, which is a brewery and a coffee place, whatever they call those. And I had some nice like cold brew coffee beer mixes and stuff. So that was a really cool
brew
place. I like them.
What else?
Grab the mixed pack cans.
Mixed pack.
Which is something I think more breweries should do. I mean, it's
agree.
Awesome. You pick one can of this, one can of that one. And you get to try everything, bring them home with you. I get to bring four of them back to my friends. My brewery here in Plainville, they do the same thing, Relic. So it's awesome, I think. But I also hit up Flying Dream Brewery, a small tap room offshoot from their main brewery that's somewhere else in Mass. But it was cool, it was chill. They had some good beers. Also, Tackle Box Brewing has a huge space.
Tackle Box.
They have inside games, cornhole and stuff, a lot of picnic tables.
Tackle Box.
And stuff. They also have a homebrew supply store there, so it was pretty cool. Grabbed a crowler of their Imperial Stout to try later from them, and they also have Goldfish crackers in a taster in the flight palette when they serve them to you. So
I'm down with that.
I use those all the time.
So those breweries brought me up to 219 in my quest for them all.
Damn.
We'll see where I head next, but yeah, wrap things up. And as always, guys, I'm the Sky 91, and that's the bomb of the keg, because Stone Cold drank it.
Yeah. This guy,
wow,
that's a like the I think that's a good two weeks in a row wrestling with beer was on.
Does Untappd check keep track of your unique breweries?
Ooh.
Or is he personally tracking them?
He must be personally tracking them. I don't. That would be a new option to me if you could do unique breweries.
Play a little sound clip real quick.
Okay,
sure.
Killing from happening, Rick. You know, you did a bad thing selling that gun, but you could undo it if you wanted.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the difference between you and me, Morty. I never go back to the carpet store.
Holy shit! This guy's taking Roy off the grid! This guy doesn't have a social security number for Roy!
So, what beer are we drinking? Off the grid.
Oh, Rick and Morty themed Off the Grid from Tioga Sequoia. Yeah. This is a crazy ass looking beer. The just to look at it in the glass, it's like what am I having a goze or something?
It's bright red. It's a hazy West Coast double IPA, but I mean it has oats and wheat in there, so that's why it's hazy. But then it's passion fruit, mango, and guava. Emphasis on the guava.
Yeah. If you're a Rick and Morty fan, this you'd probably want to try and get this can.
Mm-hmm.
It's collectible. And are these gone?
There's a little bit left.
Oh.
A little bit left.
Surprising.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're local, maybe on Friday there might still be some of these cans floating around for the weekend.
But there was a scene where they go to Blitz and Chits, which is kind of like their version of a Dave and Buster's.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this game called Roy, where it's a virtual simulation where you plop yourself in this guy's life and anything could happen. You could take it the direction that you want it to.
Mm-hmm.
So when Rick played it this time, he decided to not even have the guy have a social security number. And so this guy was pointing it out. It's like, holy shit.
Wow. Wow, and all the nerds gathered around.
That's way too deep for me, Eddie.
Yeah.
There's backstories upon backstories in there.
I like backstories.
Backstory. What's your backstory, bro?
But it was, made for a good beer.
Well, Scotty was, I was checking in the beer during Scotty's podcast, and who was the first person that came up? And my friend's activity was Scotty 91. So Scotty 91 is drinking right now. He is drinking a road to ruin double IPA from Two Roads.
What?
He purchased this as M&R Liquors. He's apparently at home because he's at Bar Scotty.
There you go.
Yeah. Bar Scotty. Untap is all has the option notify me when this venue gets verified.
Yeah.
All right, sure.
There you go.
I'll say, yeah, notify me.
Oh, when, now he's going to get bombarded with
I just screwed Scotty. Yeah, Untap's going to be emailing him every day like, hey, would you like to be verified venue?
How'd you like to be verified?
How'd you like to be Untappd? Now Scotty's going to know where that came from. I'm like, oh, great. Thanks. My email box.
We hear you're a popular venue with your friends. Become verified.
Become verified.
Just get your own Untappd board.
BJ's recently became verified. How about you?
Don't you want to be like BJ's?
Come on. BJ's thinks it's cool.
BJ Nova?
Burp.
Burp.
Okay. Do we want to do Fontana Jim's email question right now?
Sure.
Or carry on with
email question.
Okay. Hey guys, I'm emailing. Can't call in tonight, but I wanted to make sure you guys covered something on the show. I was very impressed with the Paste Magazine's top 50 breweries of 2010s. Link here.
Yeah, except for that number one.
Normally, I use those lists to see how many of those breweries I have had beer from. Isn't the part I was impressed with. No, what I was impressed with was that they listed the ownership for non-independent breweries.
Nice.
Letting normal non-beer geeks know.
They're drinking Budweiser beer this whole time.
Keep up the good
work.
That
Elysian Space Dust is a great beer. Have you had the Elysian Space Dust? I don't drink Budweiser.
Oh, but you do. So, are we going to the link?
Yes. Okay. Sure.
Then he says, keep up the good work, guys. Long pause. Fontana.
Fontana. Camera. Fontana.
Number 24, Grim Artisanal Ales.
Grim, sure.
Shut up. I do not want to subscribe right now.
Dude, subscribe.
Hey, check out our newsletter.
The good. Hey, you've been on our site for 5 seconds. We're going to throw up a newsletter
barf
option. Hey, you want to join our newsletter? Now.
Number 23, Burial Beer Company.
Burial.
Asheville, North Carolina. 22, Digard Brewing, Tillamook, Oregon.
The ones just the, give me like the best stuff. Give me some.
We're going to the tap.
Edit it down.
We're going to the tap.
Give me some interesting ones.
What do you mean? We got like 3 hours to fill.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You just want
take them one at a time.
Oh, number one. I saw it already.
Oh, man.
Two.
Any guesses?
I would not have picked that, but okie dokie.
Ooh, Pace Magazine.
You're tainting my opinion, man.
My favorite comes in at number six, Sierra Nevada.
Sierra Nevada's number six. That's difficult. Are they factoring in history? If they're factoring in history.
I haven't read this yet.
You can't beat Sierra Nevada.
Alchemist is at 10. Hill Farmstead, number 9. Maine Beer Company. Here's an underdog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Number 8.
Okay. That's interesting.
Side Project.
They're at 7?
They're at 7.
Jeez.
They're Maplewood, that's Montana, or Missouri, Montana, I think.
Side Project?
Side Project.
I don't think they're in Montana, are they?
What's MO? Where's our USPS abbreviation chart?
I guess that would be, huh?
Number 5 is Jester King. 4, Allagash. Allagash seems to just always be there.
Chart will.
But they've done nothing different.
No.
Ever.
Yeah.
And yet they always are there.
Do they even have a tap room?
Probably in Portland, Maine, where they're from.
Oh.
Fremont Brewing, Seattle, Washington.
Seattle. That's number
3.
Wow. Crazy ass list, dude. Some crazy numbers here.
Number 2 is Mikey's. Mikey's WTF Brewery for 2019. Treehouse Brewing.
I don't understand. How can they be number 1 on Untappd? That doesn't make sense. It's bullshit. It's a conspiracy and needs to be dealt with.
And number 1, Fairstone Walker.
Oh, sorry, I fell asleep.
Fontana.
I was reading Fairstone Walker's Twitter feed and I fell asleep.
Oh, man. I thought this was... Oh, this is intense. I thought... Rianne from Spokane had voicemailed us, but she emailed us.
Wow, we got a strong email week. Emails going on.
I'm going to let you decide if you want to read this because this is very involved.
Is it for the show? I don't care if it's involved, if this is for the show.
I don't know. She says she's still listening.
All right.
Still listening, I am.
Still listening.
Hi. I couldn't even do it with her inflection this many eyes. Hi.
Hi.
Still listening. However, I'm sad to say it has been hit and miss. Currently trying to play catch up. Who knew it could be so hard to squeeze in a solid listening session of one's favorite podcast when life gets busy?
Right? Got to block out that 2 hours and say, nobody bother me. Listen to the perfect pour.
Shout out to Colin and Janine for the Pourum calendar. Copy arrived last week.
Oh, perfectpourpod.com/calendar. It's up. It wasn't up immediately on Friday last week morning, but I got it up by lunchtime. So perfectpourpod.com/calendar. If you want your own, get it heavy calendar.
Wow.
Oh, we got new stickers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then we got some new stickers thanks to the Golden Gods. Our patreon.com/perfectpour. All those Golden Gods, they give us money. Like, you know, we're going to get some new batch stickers. So we got more stickers. So you want to send a self-addressed stamped envelope to our address there at the bottom of the show notes. You have an address there if you want to send us stuff. And if you want to send a self-addressed stamp envelope, we might send you a sticker back.
Yeah. So Mikey, she says, I hope you have a great trip to Portland. There are two Great Notion locations, and they both have pros and cons.
Uh-oh. Oh, good. She can give me some recos here on these?
For can releases, their new Northwest location is the place to go.
Okay.
It's a new modern facility, and the artwork on the walls is pretty cool. The Northeast Alberta location has a bit more character.
Okay.
And seems to showcase more of their one-offs and specialty flavors.
I think, well, at least maybe if I'm lucky both, but the Northeast sounds the most likeliest because I think I'm going to be staying on the East Side, so.
East Side. Moving on. So the Northeast location also has Crowler fills to go.
Oh my God. I wonder if those will fly in my suitcase.
She goes on to say Pabst Blue Ribbon has created a 99 can pack that also includes their low calorie version for those of you hoping to watch your figure.
Yes, I am right now.
What are your thoughts on this?
I actually am.
Yeah. I think Matt wanted a 99 pack at one time.
I don't.
Why not?
Will it be Pabst?
Pabst is corporate, bro.
I could figure that out.
I can work on that, figure it out.
And then she teases us with pictures. Wow, I got no reaction.
I'm trying to stay away from it.
Of her first ever.
I really wanted to comment. I was trying to be nice.
Her new and first ever brew system.
Trying to be a good guy.
She is now brewing.
Oh, she's now a home brewer?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yakima Craft Brewing tap setup, taken from the Yelp page.
All right.
Oh, she was talking about our bottom fill pour glasses, bottom fill glasses we talked about last
time. Oh, yeah.
She has experienced these. Lots going on.
Man, she's getting it done. Having a good life, good beer geek life.
Nerds. Okay.
Nerds.
All right. Our Spokane rep. That's good to check in with from our Spokane rep. And let's see if we've got some voicemails. You caught me sleeping here. I should have been ready for this.
Oh,
did we open a beer?
Give me that cable back.
Hey, I'm that cable back.
We did, or did we?
I don't know.
No, I think it's still that Tioga beer is the last one we've opened.
Sounds good to me.
Crazy ass Tioga beer.
I don't know if I'm looking forward to this next one.
Uh-oh.
That Tioga beer is a bit of a palate wrecker.
Wreck my palate.
Here's the traditional voicemail.
It's all guava, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. It's Hoppy Libations. And while I am driving, I am currently pondering all of life's intricate details. And I'd have to say, I got to stand by, first of all, my guy Lumber, because he's my Tampa Bay rep, my co-rep.
co-rips.
But I got to say, I'm with right? Chew Your Beer. You
oh,
know?
Boy. Chew Your Beer, more support.
I don't agree with everything that's going on, but I have to say, I am hashtag brew for chew.
Brew for chew.
So, I was going to tell you about my experience at Treehouse when we were in New England area.
Yeah.
And I was going to tell you about my recent beer adventures, but what? I'm going to hold out.
Oh, man.
From here on out.
Oh, no.
I don't think you'll get some happy messages from Hoppy. So, I love you guys, but
wow.
I'll talk to you soon, hopefully. Keep up the work.
Oh,
go to rep strong, brew for two.
Nope.
Wow.
Oh, oh
you
work.
Cut it off too.
Yeah, yeah. See, I can do it too.
Oh man,
she said, "Keep up the work."
Pressure's on.
Keep up, the work. I guess
the work.
Good work. So, Chew Your Beer getting more support. Chew Your Beer is. It's still, we are still in a strike situation. We haven't finished voicemails yet. I don't know if anything's going to happen, but Chew Your Beer is still on a hunger strike, voicemail hunger strike. And he is still waiting for his double dry hop, General Sherman.
He's going Thursday.
He hasn't got it. Let's chew your beer right now.
Brew for chew. Brew
uh-oh.
For chew.
Uh-oh.
We got the chance.
Brew for chew. Brew for
I'm not going to do it. No.
Brew for chew. Brew for chew.
Watch out for the train, dude.
Chew. Brew for chew. Brew for chew.
Oh, this is live. Brew live right now outside of Tioga Sequoia Brewing.
Brew for chew. Brew for chew.
Please, please let this happen outside of Tioga. I need to see a nice little strike line outside of Tioga.
Oh, no.
People be holding signs. Be like a little group right out in front of the entrance and brew for chew. And nobody will know what the fuck is going on. Get 47 eyewitness news. get everybody down there. Report on that shit. Let Tioga deal with our stuff.
Oh, great.
Let Tioga deal with our foibles. Like, Matt, do you know why there's a group of people outside protesting and saying brew for chew?
Nope. Yeah, never seen them before.
Nope. Don't know anything about it. We have fun.
Hi, everyone. It's been a long time, but I'm not going to reveal who I am because I'm going to answer the question about overrated beer breweries that are just suck. And they're overrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys.
We said that last week.
I get trouble if I reveal who I am. So I'm not going to do that.
All right.
But my pick for overrated brewery is Arrow Lodge.
Ooh, Arrow Lodge. Arrow Lodge.
In California. Because it's overrated.
Ooh.
West Covina, to be exact. I think their beer is not that good, but everybody trips over it and tries to find it and makes a big deal about it. And I'm not a big fan of it. And I think they're very overrated. But that's a popular take. So that's my hot take of the day. And by the way, Seattle can fuck off. I don't like Seattle.
Ooh.
Fuck you, Seattle.
Ooh.
that was perfect.
Wow, so he thinks Arrow Lodge is overrated. this undisclosed person,
yes,
a listener of the Perfect Pour, says Arrow Lodge overrated. Seattle, also overrated. The city of Seattle, overrated.
Overrated.
Arrow Lodge Brewing, overrated.
Also overrated.
Siri doesn't
Siri?
Know.
You don't understand?
Overrated.
What's there not to understand, Siri?
Siri does not understand.
She called me up and left me still a no voicemail, chew. But she didn't leave.
Brew for chew. Brew for chew. Brew for chew. Brew for chew.
I'm going to be one of the lead guys in that picket line. Really? That would be the irony. I'm the one leading out. Come on!
Yeah.
Brew for chew.
This is bullshit, Tioga. Why don't you send Junior Beer some DDH? Hey!
Oh, ma'am, what are you doing? I'm going into Tioga Square to get some beer.
No. You're going to cross this line? This is a Chew Your Beer line. These motherfuckers won't bring no DDH down to Southern California. They think Southern California's a piece of shit, and they won't do it. So we're here protesting. You want to cross this line? Don't do it. It's Chew Your Beer.
You know what? You're right. Fuck Tioga. That's what's happening.
Wow. This is a live update?
Yeah. That's what's going on in Tioga right now.
Friday at 10 o'clock.
I'm just like that Tioga's pulled into this because Chew Your Beer loves DDH so much. That now Tioga's under protest because he likes their beer too much. And he does not like how we have not sent him any. Well, what's going on? Hey, we're doing the show still, huh? Sorry, I get caught up on our own things. I got this new beer. We got the Fancy Pudding Golden Stout from Wazoo Corvette. New Glory Brewing out of Sacramento area. Wazoo Corvette donated beer. Fancy Pudding. I like Golden Stout, so we'll see if I like this one.
This Golden Stout, if you pay close attention to it, if you draw in the first sip just right, it tastes like cornflakes.
All right.
I can see that. Yeah. Fancy pudding.
Fancy pudding.
Golden stout.
Liquid cornflakes.
Peter Brewer 87 on untap. That's Matt. What have you been doing this week?
Liquid gold.
By the way. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
By the way.
By the way. Oh, yeah. By the way, Peter Brewer 87. He's a pretty rad dude. Just saying that.
That's not what you were trying to say.
By the way.
Did we skip Scotty B's voicemail?
No, it wasn't. It was my own. I was going to talk about my own self. I was like, this is not appropriate time to talk about
myself. Talk about yourself. It's fine.
No, I'm one check-in away from 2,000 uniques, so this might happen on the show.
Well, we're done drinking beer for tonight, so.
What? We're done? No.
I think we skipped Scotty B's somehow.
Really?
Yeah.
Scotty B's said he left a voicemail?
No, it's in the emails.
He can already tell. He's like, guys, just randomly skipped me.
And seeing if you played my voicemail.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
What's going on? Well, later on, hang on the show, Scotty B inserted voicemail in a non-voicemail segment. That's exciting.
I'm bringing Pale back, which is a Northeast pale ale from House of Pendragon Brewing. Enjoyed that last night.
Good.
Then there was Mordred. That was their black IPA, Imperial black IPA. Imperial. Or Cascadian dark ale. Went to Yard House late night because they had food. Went with the trusty old Alpine Duet, and it was old.
Oh, I love old.
I love old.
I actually went to
The hangar.
The hangar.
Hangar.
Not Moreau Street Deli. I'm blanking.
Biff's.
No, not Biff's. Moreau Shell. I went to Moreau Shell. Couldn't find anything I wanted.
What?
Went to Whole Foods. Couldn't find anything I wanted.
He made a cave. He made a left and went in the other beer cave.
What?
Yeah, you went in the wrong beer cave.
Went to Whole Foods and Moreau Shell. Couldn't find anything I wanted, so I went to the trusty old MGA, and they dropped some fresh cans of Alvarado.
Alvarado Street.
Al, Alvarado. Nice to meet you.
Hey, I'm Al. Alvarado.
And they had a Glimmer and Glisten, which was an IPA from them. They had Lonely and Dreaming of the West Coast, also by Alvarado. Also solid beer.
Oh, my God. It's a good beer.
And they had Minesweeper.
Mm-hmm.
That was also a good one. There was a Lucky Day IPA that was just under 30 days old, so I enjoyed one of those. And then I went and had lunch on Sunday, and I ended up at Quesadilla Guerrilla.
Guerrilla.
And I was just going to have a water with my quesadilla, and I look over, and on the draft
they
list,
the beers.
They had Faction Pale Ale on draft, and I was like, yes, please.
All right, I can do that.
I was like, I'm going to be the one guy drinking a beer.
Drinking right across from my high school.
Yep.
Tom Seaver's old high school. Cher and Tom Seaver's old high school. Fresno High.
And I was that guy. Drinking
I was
a beer
that guy.
On a Sunday.
Nice. That's a good guy to be. Especially Quesadilla Guerrilla.
Other beers are repeats.
All repeats. Barring.
But those were some new things. And I checked in on my Untappd with all those beers.
Oh, look at you. You did some good checking in. Speaking of, so I'm at 1,000. I'm one behind more than I thought. I guess that last one wasn't a unique. Oh, there it is. I'm updated. 1,999 uniques. So,
boy.
Should this golden stout be my 2,000?
No.
All right.
You need need a proper hazy.
A proper hazy, bro.
Or at least a Pliny.
I should have waited.
Oh, no,
for
that's
that,
not unique.
The extra, extra juicy bits was my 1,999.
Son of a bitch. Somebody's not paying attention.
Maybe it should be, or whatever is going on in the fridge, Mike, there. What's going on in there?
Rooting around in them drawers. He's trying to find you an old beer.
Yeah.
That you've never
he's
had.
Like, oh, what should be my 2000? This is going to be my 2000 check-in, Matt.
What about Mikey's hard seltzer?
Oh. No.
Doesn't count.
How about no? How about no? They don't have hard seltzers on tap.
You sure?
No.
Some seltzers are made from beer.
No, I don't know. I'm sure they do. Some seltzers have beer.
Great.
Ooh, we got a Munich Hills. How about a Bali one?
Bali one.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We should punish him.
No. I want to wake up in the morning.
He's in a hole.
We don't have a sued work in there, do we?
You bet your butthole we do.
Bet your bottom butthole. Hey,
Fridge Mike, you don't have to censor yourself, all right?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I guess it's going to be a Wazoo night. There's so many freaking IPAs.
Wazoo Corvette! Wow,
that was interesting.
That was fun. Fun for me. Oh, my gosh.
Sounds an awful like a 2,000th beer.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, too bad he's already had it.
Yeah, maybe I've had this. You don't know. from Wazoo Corvette, donated beer from the glorious Urban Roots Brewing Playground Tactics.
So
double IPA.
Good.
It's hella unfiltered.
Oh, shit.
Just what Nick wanted to hear.
Yep. Glad it's not my 2000s.
Oh, let me take a picture.
Oh,
for my it's my 2000s.
Are you boss pouring this?
Boss pour. No, Matt got the top pour. I'm getting middle pour.
Oh, I guess.
Let's see. We're all gonna hear how I type in.
Just giving away your password to the whole.
Giving all my typing skill speed away.
Click, clock, cluck.
Click, clock, clock, click, clock, 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 clock.
Click.
There's a lot of playground related beer names here. There we go. Playground Tactics coming up. It is an 8% Urban Roots Imperial New 8%. England. 8%. 8%. I said 8%. I have not checked it in before. It is a unique check-in for me. Here we go. I'm hitting the check-in button. Add photo. Would you like to add a photo? I would. Thanks, Untap.
Thank you.
I'm going to add a photo. There you go.
Untapped are the good guys. If you forget to upload a photo, they let you go you back and upload a photo. Yeah, you can actually edit
it. It's not like Twitter where you're like, fuck. Do I delete this or do I just leave it? And there you go. That's nice photo. It's got the board in there. Rating. I got to actually have it before I rate it, right? That's the rules, huh?
No.
Isn't that down
to do what you want.
Nick. He loves his hazies.
Left the show.
It's a good aroma, not real strong.
That was my drum roll.
Very vegetable.
It's veggie. Sweet. Veggie sweet.
Eat your veggies.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I think that's a 4. I think I'm going to give that a 4.
Oh, boy.
Think of that.
Did you become verified so you could do
4.1825? Oh, I'm not a contributor. You got to be a supporter for that. So I'm going to 4 rating. I'm going to send it out to Twitter. And here we go. 2,000th second. Yay for me. I got a badge.
Yeah.
Level 82. Oh, I'm level 82 on my double.
Boring.
Doubles. Didn't give me a badge for getting 2,000 uniques, so whatever.
No, I think it's 2,500.
Well, there you go. That was exciting.
Great.
2,000 check-ins.
Great.
Nick, the Nick 80, what have you been drinking?
What are we doing?
We're being caught.
What are we doing? I had a beer.
I've heard of this.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Comes in a can.
Oh, what does it do? Like, what?
Beer comes from a can. It was put there by a man.
Put there by a man.
In a factory downtown. I could eat beer every day.
The Nickadian.
Went to the old gazebo gardens.
How are they doing?
Hey, they're doing good. I saw some crossover bartending. I saw some Goldstein bartenders at the gazebo.
Ah.
Wonder how that happened.
Oh, who did you recognize?
The girl with the purple hair.
Oh, Valerie.
Okay. Yes.
Or Val.
Okay.
It's her other name.
Oh, yeah, I go by Val. So we had some...
you want to buy a Val?
What? It's not how this works. Onita in the can.
Yeah?
Yeah. Which I know. Hold on. I know you guys are impressed.
Well, I'm impressed.
Wow, is that Onita in a can?
Yeah. Hey, look out. Modern times. What the hell's going on here?
It's modern, and it's times.
Here's what happened.
Here's what happens, eh?
So what you're saying is...
So they had a tap handle of STS pills
mm-hmm.
from Russian River.
Russian River.
And I thought to myself, self, you've never had STS on draft before. You should probably have one.
A year ago, you would have seen a Russian River handle and you'd be like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Just give me that. I don't care what
it is. How much to put my head under the faucet. Yeah.
But nowadays, here in Fresno, we've had Russian River for a few months. We're like,
Whatever. So, as I'm ordering one, the keg is blown.
Boom! Blew it.
So I went back to my Modern Times Onita.
Oh, gosh. So terrible.
I know. It's a perfect follow-up if you want a Pilsner and then, you know, don't get one.
I'll actually have a Pilsner. Or not.
Not today, see what
happens,
my friend.
See what happens when you order a Pilsner.
Yep. Oh, this is just for looks. Nobody drinks this.
Yeah.
And then that wasn't quite doing it, so I moved on to the Pizza Port Kook Double IPA.
Right.
Remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
Remember when that was popular?
Yep. Oh. I remember when that was a popular beer.
Yeah. Those look good. I found a can in my fridge. I think Bearded Brewer brought it to us. The Track 7 Shred O'Clock.
Maybe.
It was a double brown ale.
That was donated to us.
That was a donation.
Okay. Well, I had that. That was nice.
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
We were all supposed to drink it and then talk about it.
We have.
Well, I did my job.
Well, that's why you have, because you have a can for Becky and a can for yourself.
Becky drank hers tonight, actually.
Wow. Well, let's get her in here and talk about it.
She thought it was too hoppy.
She thinks everything's hopped.
She doesn't like hops.
Okay.
But she still drank it. Still drank it all.
And then my wow beer.
Wow.
Was a Moonraker.
I think Corey donated that beer.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're stepping on my Moonraker.
Sorry. Moonraker, bro.
Low Viz. Triple IPA. Comma hazy.
Low Viz.
Yeah. Have you seen this one yet?
Mm-mm. Sounds like an IPA that's triple. Oh, sorry. Fridge mic has been going this whole time.
I heard the fridge trying to cycle, and I was like, "Where?" I heard it. Mm.
Sorry, guys.
Told you I hear things.
Fridge mic.
I hear it.
What is this triple?
Oh boy, you're gonna make me pull it up.
No, I'm not gonna make you.
Yes, you are.
Strong arming.
Making
strong arm air.
Find information. I bought it at Moroa Shell. Does that count?
Well, Matt didn't think it was worthy. Matt was there too. Did you see Matt? Bearded Brewer?
No.
Oh.
I was in the correct beer fridge, not the...
he went to the ABM Bev 12-pack beer beer cave. Yeah, because they got two beer caves. One's a bunch of macro, and one's singles of indie
beer. It's about
New England.
They don't give me anything other than Triple New England.
Triple New England.
It's called, Low Viz Moonraker. Blah, blah, blah. 10%. It'll make you feel fine.
All right.
Make you CD double.
What else are you drinking?
That. Oh, did I tell you about the Black House from Modern Times that I had on draft at Elbow Room?
No.
Then yes, that was also what I was drinking.
Elbow Room had Black House?
Elbow Room has Modern Times Black House on draft. That's
weird. It just doesn't sound right.
Well, then why wouldn't you order one?
I don't know. I wonder how that's doing there. I'm very curious how that one's doing there.
I noticed one menu they had it misspelled, and it was Black Horse.
Black Horse.
Yeah, they care about this one.
Hey, you got that Black Horse back there? Oh, yeah.
No, we got a Black House. That'll work, too.
Black Horse.
I want some Black Horse.
No, I don't want Black Horse. The Nick 80 on untap.
And I actually used untap.
There he is. He used it. I had one Mikey Topor on untap. Search for that dude. Vasco Juice from Altamont Beer Works.
Ooh, the Vasco Juice.
I wasn't too into that. Had a 4-pack of General Sherman IPA.
All four at one time?
From the yeah. Poured it all in my mouth.
Funneled it.
Poured it all in my mouth. It was good.
Cans or bottles?
Cans. 4-pack of cans. I like. They had a good date on it, and it was within a month, and I was like, all right.
The cans are a little bit shinier than the
shinier.
They're, you know, they kind of draw you in.
Yeah. The Dust Bowl Brewing's Confused Therapist. Because I think Matt left one in there.
I snuck a couple of cans in his little right, shelf area.
I'll drink it.
What a guy.
I'll drink it. And I had that in the pit from Pizza Port. And I was really kind of expecting some high hopes on there. And I was like, man, pretty man.
Wow.
Yeah. I had the Golden Stout from Carl Strauss.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah, I found it.
The Bird Rock?
Bird Rock. They had it at the market.
Woohoo!
It was pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good.
All right.
I'm approving it. And that was pretty much it. I did go to Mad Duck.
Mm-hmm.
Had the Citra because their gas tapless was garbage again.
Yeah.
A different set of garbage.
Different garbage.
Different garbage, but still garbage. Completely just not. Like, it was either... It was either crafty beer or it was just not good.
You got some Elysian up
so
in
I'm
there.
Just like, motherfucker. So I just went back to their Citra that they make, which is good. Solid beer.
Have you established a go-to food there yet?
No.
Investigating the
producer
menu?
Becky loves the sliders, the goat cheese sliders.
Okay.
I always get the fried pickles though for appetizer.
Gross, but okay.
What? No.
Thank you.
And they do their like
dill pickles.
Sequoia, yeah, of course. Sequoia does slices.
Okay.
Fried slice pickles. Mad Duck does the full
the whole pickle?
No, not the whole pickle, but the quarters.
Oh, wedges.
Yeah.
Mojo pickles.
Yeah. Which are good. I like them.
Okay.
I enjoy
them. You like a nice wedge, huh?
Yeah, sure.
I think rounds would be the ideal.
Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, pickle chips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think they're better. Yeah, I agree. I like Sequoia's better, fried pickles better, but they're still good.
Okay.
These Mad Duck ones.
Always hummus.
They have hummus, Mad Duck? Oh, I never seen that. I don't know why I didn't see it.
That was my first experience with sweet potato tots.
Oh.
Have you had those yet?
I've had those. Yep.
Well, I know Matt's guy. If there's tots, he's like, yep.
I prefer the regular tots.
But tot variants.
Yeah. Sweet potato tots.
You got top variants here?
Sweet potato tots are the dessert of tots.
Ooh.
And mustard they serve with, it's oddly sweet.
Ooh. I like a good mustard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I was drinking.
I've worked my way around their appetizer menu. They have a buffalo chicken cheesy dip. That stuff's really good.
Okay.
It's basically just like cream cheese, buffalo sauce with chunks of chicken in there. And they give you fresh-made tortilla chips to scoop it up with.
I might try that.
Tortillas.
You mentioned the burger sliders. The hummus, that's really good.
I like the steak. There's an appetizer with the steak cubes.
Ooh.
Good.
A little burnt steak ends or whatever.
Cube appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
All that good stuff.
All right.
Oh, and the wraps are good too.
Wraps. They got good wraps.
You get a crispy chicken salad, put in a wrap.
Put it in a wrap.
Wrap it up.
Give me the beer and wrap it up.
Cheers.
You ruined it.
I ruined it. You guys noticing anything? Like, we're at the Cheers right now. You guys noticing anything weird?
Yeah. Anything,
something going on?
Like you skipped looking out.
Oh!
I was like, oh, we must be running behind. No, we're ahead of schedule.
If anything, we're right on time.
Looking out for beers.
Well, if we...
Looking out for beers. Looking out for... Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Thank you for not ruining that one.
I liked how it brought out the background singing more.
Looking out for...
Wow. Matt's trying to get that audio to clip tonight.
Yeah. We're doing an unplanned switch up of segments here.
Siri is pissed off.
She is like, I want to get on the perfect board.
Michael, how can I be on the perfect board?
Michael, how can I be on the perfect board? I like beer as well.
Told you, call me Mikey Top Pour.
It's branding.
I love gold.
Oh my gosh.
There you go, brother. It's actually not a hazy IPA.
That's exactly what it says. Oh, IPL. I see what he's saying.
Oh, IPL. Sudwerk. It's been a while since we had our friends from Sudwerk. Hazy IPA.
Wait. Aren't lagers supposed to be clear? Isn't that the one beer that's
not anymore,
supposed to be
clear?
Sudwerk doesn't do IPAs.
Sudwerk says, fuck you.
I don't do ales.
Do what I won't. This is called Ripe and Ready from Sudwerk Brewing up there in the Davis, California. UC Davis people can have all kinds of fun. Does Sudwerk have a tap room? I assume they do. All kinds of fun at that Sudwerk tap room.
Remember that time they're on our show?
Yes. It's been a while. It's been a minute. Oh, that's good beer.
Ripping ready.
Nick, are you looking out for stuff here in this deep, in the Cheers within the, looking out for?
Yeah, I was looking for Cheers. Like, oh, shit, I'm late. Santa's Little Helper from Port Brewing Company. Now in 4-pack 12-ounce cans, please. Weighing in at 9.9%. So four of those, you'll believe you're Santa's Little Helper. All right. I just wrote a commercial for them. I am wonderful.
You are funny.
Hilarious. That's why people stick around for 7 years.
Shit, it's been 7 years.
Matt, what are you looking for?
I'm looking out two things that you should look out for.
Perfect.
So you know,
because I didn't do my homework.
Because you know how it's stout season, like full effect, right? So yeah. They have.
I hate to admit it, but it does lend towards stout season this time of year.
These are clapping hands. They announced the new barrel-aged Old Rasputin bottles. They have a bourbon barrel and a rye barrel. Both releasing.
Okay.
They also did an old stock ale.
In bourbon barrels?
In a barrel age version. Oh, so those three are dropping just before the holidays, as they call it.
I'm putting those in my notes right now.
So
B-A.
Because Mikey was here the whole time, but just in case somebody else was just joining us.
Yeah.
Barrel aged Old Rasputin. Is going to start hitting shelves.
Oh my God.
Rye barrel, bourbon barrel, and then they did a barrel aged version of the old stock.
Guilfoyle is going to be drinking the shit out of that.
I hope so. That's one of the one of the most prominent beers on that show.
He was just the last episode last week. He was having a Old Rasputin. He was holding his hand around it. So you couldn't technically see all of it, but you could tell it was an old Rasputin.
If you know, you know.
You know, you know. Yeah. Okay. Guilfoyle, if you'd like to be on the show, let us know.
He's listening.
Ooh, the old stock ale's from 2018, so it's a cellar release.
Ouch. Old beer. Just kidding. That's one you can't age.
Yes. Old stock ale's meant to be old So there's that. And then there's another little brewery called Oscar Blues.
Okay.
You know, they had 1050.
I hear.
Colorado.
You know, they have barrel aged 1050.
I hear that.
Now they're going to do 4 packs of 12 ounce cans of barrel aged 1050.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
so if you're, if you've ran out of narwhals and you no longer need your narwhal buddy, you can convert them to the 1050 buddy.
1050 buddy.
Go get yourself a cube of 1050.
Yeah, a cube.
Hey.
I like it.
Yep.
Hey, come over. I got a cube of 1050 and I need help.
I just don't want to. I've taken care of some drunk friends in my time, but I don't want to take care of the guy that's had 4 1050s.
No. No.
One evening.
I'm getting concerned as woos are getting further away from the woos. You can tell when the storm is getting closer by the amount of woos.
If I get a phone call,
the storm is 3 seconds away.
The distance between the woo and the pissing of yourself is how close the storm is.
Oh my God, his woos are getting really close.
This is literally how the phone conversation is going to go. It'll be like, hello? Okay, so he's ass up, making woo noises, and you want me to help? Wait.
Is that my Uber?
Okay, so you said...
Is that my Uber?
Did you check his bracelet? Are you sure I'm his emergency contact?
How many beers do you have? He only had 4 beers.
This is the ice contact on his phone.
He normally has more than 4 beers. Can you sell... It says 1050. Oh, he had 4 1050s. Okay, so here's what's going to happen. Throw a blanket over him. Throw a blanket over him. Poke him with a stick every hour. If he still reacts to it, he's fine. This is his own doing.
We called you because he didn't have a 1050 buddy listed, but we see you're his narwhal buddy.
Turn him over. Don't let him lay on his back. Oh, boy.
Ass up and you're good to go.
And looking out for you guys.
What? Alvarado Street has a new release of Planes, Trains, and IPAs. Always looking out for a good reference.
Any Alvarado Street, you're just like, I'll try.
And any.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Yeah. Oh, it's that time of year. To watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Is that a Christmas movie?
It's a season. Yeah, it's a seasonal Thanksgiving Christmas movie.
It'll encourage you to buy new shower curtain rings.
Perfect.
There is somebody was talking about that movie, how there's a, somebody wrote a piece about how there's a dark edge to it and how he believes there's the Steve Martin's character that he believes... him and his wife are fighting and are like about to get a divorce or something, that if you watch the movie and then watch how he calls his wife and stuff, that they're like on the process of like breaking up or something.
Oh, wow.
That's the way, you want to watch that
conspiracy
movie,
conspiracy theory,
different angle.
Wow.
There it is for you. I'm looking out for Society Brewing's The Pupil in a Can.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about this? You guys
didn't
talk? Okay.
Nope.
It was posted to the porn, though.
Yeah. Man, Society Brewing. I guess they're canning or I didn't know if this was their canning or if this was their crowler of The Pupil.
You think it's a...
It looked like a 16-ounce can, so I guess they're canning, maybe.
But you're saying it might be in-house purchase only?
Yeah, I feel like they're probably not distributed. Mm-hmm. Probably you got to buy it there. But whatever, man. You can buy... So, you know, people can send us Society Brewings.
No Red Robin pupils, huh?
Probably not. So, yeah. And then, of course, that Blazing World, that red... Red can variant, Blazing World. Dear God.
I mean, I obviously want that. But.
I mean,
do we need to point that out?
Yeah.
They engineered it to feature the Nelson Hop more, and it's like, so why doesn't every beer ever do any beer that has Nelson hops do everything possible to brew that to feature the Nelson.
Like, so you think red is a signifier for Nelson?
I guess. I don't know.
Because I could believe this. Like Alpine.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the
Nelson and Nelson, Nelson from Port?
Red is the Nelson.
Turn on the red light.
Red is the color of Nelson. Yeah,
Nelson is the soiled dove of all hops.
All right. also, another Modern Times beer, the Accumulated Knowledge is back.
Ooh.
And it's got, you know, it's a Mosaic beer. So what can go wrong with that? Nothing. Unless you don't feature Mosaic.
You know what Accumulated Knowledge means? It usually means City of the Sun is coming up after.
Oh, my God. Wow. That means spring. That feels springy.
I think that one's like December to February.
Oh, okay.
City of the Sun.
That's a good beer too. God damn it. Oh, you Walking Modern Times. Then this was a label one, but you know, this is, I'm not going to expecting to get this, but I'm just throwing it out there. Trillium Brewing Company, Crown and Crate. It's a double IPA with honey and lactose and Tahitian vanilla. Wow. And it's got a cool label because it's got the beehive crates that we see around here all the time in the middle of orchards. They'll put them a bunch of beehives and stuff. So just look cool.
Want some beehive crates?
Yeah, come on. We don't get too much Trillium on the show ever. So
I'm still digging the Sudberg.
So that's a good beer. That Sudberg's a good beer.
No, sir. I don't like it.
Oh,
whoa.
But it's like a lager, bro.
Yeah, not like enough like a lager.
Now it's really the end of the show. This is really the cheer. Teased it before. Now it's really
a teaser.
Louis is frustrated. Now we've got all the segments in. Now we're cheersing. Matt, what do you have some cheers?
I'm going to cheers out to Tony Bags.
Wow.
Tony Bags. How's that Tony Bags?
If there's a Tony Bags near you, just give him an extra little hug.
And it,
just doesn't because. Matter.
Yeah. You don't have to say anything. Just do it.
Just be like, Tony, bring it in. Bring it in.
Tony, come here. Any Tonys you got around you, just hug them.
Yep.
Hug all the Tonys.
That's where it's at right now.
All right. Nick.
Okay. All right. Going to Instagram.
Going to Instagram for this week.
The Lincoln Fresno. It's a new Tower District place that serves up inexpensive beverages.
Do they have craft beer in there, Matt?
Yes, they do.
All right. Good.
There you go.
Craft. You get $5 beers.
Oh.
$5 apps.
Oh. $5 for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get two beers and some tempura green beans.
Mm-hmm.
Be out of there $18 with tip.
Okay. All right. There I can do that. Had anyone been to the Fresbrew yet?
No.
I was trying to stop there after work today, but I didn't.
Damn it.
Yeah, he's only open the 5 to 9 Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
And
not Saturday.
Sorry, Wednesday. So Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, I think he's like 4 to 12 or something. Okay. Like that. It's very limited hours.
I'm going to try and go in there this weekend, hopefully.
4 a.m. to noon? That's crazy.
Crazy hours, but I'll do it.
Yeah, it's a soccer schedule.
Perfect.
Resbro.
F1 also.
But yeah, Nick.
Formula One Racing.
I did reach out to him saying I do want to check out his place, and I'm going to. Probably just going to have an after work beer.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy. And it's all Tioga.
Right now, I think it's all Zach's. I think he has 3 draft handles, and I think it's all Zach's beer.
Whoa.
Yay.
Better like Zach's. It's like a remote tap room for Zach's.
Remote
right
Zach's.
Now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. More Nick.
How about Nut Kick Reviews?
Reviews of various nut kicks, people getting kicked in the groin. A review of it. This is a really good one. This guy got him real solid here. Watch this. Watch the leg.
You can just feel
right
the
right center. Oh yeah, you that can feel really the thunder. Got him. That's that. Yeah, there's no way he's gonna have kids for at least a year.
Wow.
That's just solid, solid nut shot.
Square in the giblets.
Square.
No, this is Abstract Beer Reviews. How the beer makes you feel, not just how it tastes.
All right. I like that.
Okay, there you go. And then Traders of Haze.
You're cheersing people that like haze?
Yeah. They're like, get rid of this. Trade it off. Give me some stout.
That's how you took it. They're like, we'll trade any haze we got. We'll trade it away.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I like that. You're like, no, that's not what we're doing. Nope, that's what you're doing.
That's what you're doing.
You shush. Shh. That's what you're doing. Trading it away.
That'd be my ideal.
That's Nick's new Instagram handle, Trader of Haze.
Trader of Haze.
Trade away.
I trade any haze.
Trade away of haze.
Not afraid to trade the haze.
Yeah. Yeah. I will trade three hazies for one stout.
That's right. There you go. There's some cheers.
There's some cheers. Cheers to our golden gods.
Yeah.
Oh, they sponsor every episode of The Perfect Pour. Patreon.com/golden gods. These people donate money to the show every month. They give us the money and we take it and we bought stickers. We got new stickers. We got a new line of stickers.
Oh yeah. Fresh.
Fresh stickers.
They
fresh.
Are in our, the 90 day IP.
Our current logo right now, we got new fresh stickers of that. And also if you're an A's fan, I got some A's.
There's
variants.
Some variants out there.
I got an A's variant.
If you're a Volkswagen fan, I got some dub blue ones.
So only if you're an A's fan.
Wow.
If you see me, I might give one to you.
Okay. What's the, there's got to be at least three questions you're going to ask to make sure they're a true A's fan.
Okay. What? Well, I can't say it now because then some rando Dodger fan will be like, oh, I know your A's questions.
Oh.
I'll just have to decide on the fly. I'll have to judge by how old they are.
Give us an example.
If they're younger, okay. Who was the most prominent home run hitter/outfielder in the early 80s for the A's?
So, I mean, we obviously know the answer, but
oh, right. Yeah.
Be perhaps you should Tony Armas. Tony Armas.
Yeah. Tony and myself go way back.
Yeah.
They just cheersed him. Didn't you hear that?
We used Tony to call Armas. Him T-Arm back in the day.
T-Arm.
Hey, T-Arm.
Nice catch.
Nice catch, T-Arm.
Oh, I'd be who? What outfielder always would?
You want to grab beers later?
His cap would fall off when he's running for a fly ball.
Wow,
that would be one right there.
Wow.
And if they didn't get if they were of age enough, if they're young, they might not know that question.
But yeah.
If they grew up in the '80s, they would know who that is. If they're an A's fan.
Wow. Here's a question: who was an honorary A's? Little Great. League player.
Matt?
No.
Oh, Nick?
There you go.
I should have known by Nick's embarrassment over there. I was like, oh.
And that was a bat boy for the day. Thank you.
What?
Yeah. Bet you did. Yeah. You learned something. Yeah.
Was it the Fig Garden Youth League?
I was on the grass. No, I went to the Coliseum, bro.
Oh,
yeah. Have you been to the Coliseum, bro?
I have.
You've been on the grass?
No.
On the grass, the same grass that Jose Canseco played on?
Oh. Did you shoot him up? Did you dope him up?
Yeah.
This is roids, bro. He's like,
we need
kid.
Someone to hold.
Hey, kid, come here. What? What? Mr. Canseco? Here, hold this needle.
Yeah.
Now shoot it into my butt.
Pull this rope as hard as you can and squeeze.
Okay. You're Jose. Thanks, kid. You know what, kid? One day I think you're going to have a successful podcast.
Do you like juice? Is that a beer?
You like the juice?
No, not yet, but
one
day.
You like the juice? I don't know what that means.
You'll all know.
Me and Mark over here, we like the juice.
Oh, we get you extra.
Oh, yeah. All the juice you want. He hit those home runs. Bash Brothers. That's not Bash Brothers for nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That's
juicy.
Juicy. Well, thanks for listening to the Perfect Boar. It's a show.
And that was Baseball Talk One.
Yeah. Guys even, are all cool.
That voice made me have to cough.
Should we play an after-hours Scotty
also,
B?
Besides the Golden Gods,
we
cheers.
We close out with Scotty B.
Oh, yeah. We'll close out with Scotty B, but not after we cheers Frank Sierra.
Oh.
Nathan Meherens. Mr. and Mrs. Single Cam Slam.
Oh, the cams.
Chino Yacht Club. Javier Arroyo. The Fontana Gym. Evil Circle. Ants. And just everybody that shares the show, talks about the show, all that, just hangs out with us all week. Perfect Poor Pod on social media.
Pew, pew, pew.
PerfectPoorPod.com on the internets. Remember that calendar. If you want that, get it. Heavy calendar. PerfectPoorPod.com/calendar. And have a great week. Be safe, though. Be safe. I worry about you. I worry about you during the week. All the listeners of Perfect Poor, I worry about you guys. So be safe. Check your dates. Before you get crazy, check those dates. And now, let's hear what Scotty B has to say.
Hey, guys. You hear me?
I do.
Not driving. Back. I'm drinking.
He's going to get us kicked off Spotify,
I'm drinking
isn't he?
Another coffee stout.
Again?
Not Scotty B's drinking another coffee stout from Abnormal. No, that's the name of it. It's another coffee stout, and it is damn good, let me tell you. But that's not really the reason for this voicemail. The reason for this voicemail is about you. So, Matt, if you're there on this recording, Matt, you may recall when I saw you last that Chu doesn't want you guys to send him beer in exchange for the beer he sent you. I think you guys know that. I do. I think you guys know that. Maybe this is like a professional wrestling thing, and I'm not supposed to like, oh man, this is all fake, or, you know, like the wizard, the guy behind the curtain, Wizard of Oz thing. I don't know. If I'm calling out the obvious, then I don't know. Slap my willy. I don't know what to tell you, but okay. No, it's like I told Matt, it's Chew has provided so much content through the years, and then He's kind of butthurt that you send beer to somebody who hasn't even left a voicemail. No offense to the guy, the captain that I'm referring to. Chronologicalizing for report, that's awesome. That's great. I'm just stating the facts. I'm just saying this is what's happening. Okay? You take from it what you want. So, if this voicemail is a waste of time, I'm sorry. But I'm just calling it like I see it. Keep up the great work. I'm drinking. Drinking.
I was waiting for
Fresno. I'm kind of glad we saved
that.
That was a good way to close out the show.